My guest at this time is Dave Nall. He's the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, and he is one of a number of people headed to the Republican National Convention who is not only interested in hearing the speeches, which is usually the highlight of the convention, but also some of the party machinery work that needs to be done. And one of the issues that he's very concerned about is a new rule being proposed by the National Republican Party, which would change, as he sees it, the way that Republican politics work and put far less power in the hands of the rank and file voter and far more power in the hands of candidates and national party figures. And Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, sure. Thanks a lot for having me.
Explain for our listeners what the national party is recommending here and why you're so troubled by it.
Well, what they've done is they've put together several rule changes, which basically amount to transferring the control over the system of how we select delegates and candidates away from the states, which have done things sort of in their own way, each state having their own unique system, to being centralized and standardized under the rule of the national party. The problem with this is that the national party is much more beholden to special interests who give them the money they raise in their large fundraising efforts than they are to the grassroots members of the party who want to have the party work in a certain way and have a certain type of candidates elected. This change in structure is apparently at the instigation of the Romney campaign, which is concerned about, supporters of other candidates going off the rails or, not being totally unified behind the campaign. But what they've done in this attempt to force unity from the top down is to create disunity by making people feel like these special interest groups and powerful political insiders are taking control of the party away from the states and away from the local people who have run the party traditionally.
Paint the picture of what you see happening a cycle or two down the road as a result of this rule change, if it happens.
Well, Romney's going to lose votes. There are Republicans who are not going to vote for him because of this. Not a lot of them, but it might be enough to make a difference in a very close election. And in the ultimate backlash of this, I think it's quite possible that they're going to lose in their efforts to consolidate power this way. A movement has really gotten going very quickly nationwide. At this point, 8 or 9 states' delegations have already defected to support the minority alternative plan that's been proposed, which is basically to go back to the 2008 party rules. And if that happens, there's going to be a lot of resentment against the party leadership. And I think that may result in a change in who's running the party at the Republican National Committee in the next election. And also a certain lack of confidence in the way that the party's been run. The party has already lost a lot of confidence because of mistakes they've made in how they spent the money they wrote to members in campaigns, backing the wrong candidates, backing people like Charlie Crist, Trey Grayson, and other candidates who were not popular with the party's mainstream. And if they keep doing things like this where they're showing such disregard for what average Republicans want from their party, they're going to alienate themselves and there's going to be a sort of overturning of the party order, which I think the party may be better for in the long run.
We're talking with Dave Nall. He's the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. And Dave, you've written an open letter to all the delegates in Tampa explaining why you believe this resolution needs to go down when it's voted on the convention floor. Here's one of the things you say, that Republicans have borrowed the organizing structure of the Democrats and authored rules which would cause our delegates to be bound by the votes of primary voters who may not be Republicans or share our values. You go on to talk about even more troubling scenarios where the candidate or other party officials could potentially change the delegate slate on a whim. There might be a lot of people out there, though, saying, well, why shouldn't the primary results determine which delegates go? That's usually the way that these candidates collect supporters and enough support to win a nomination. What do you tell them?
Well, that's the way that the Democratic Party does it. That's the way that democracy operates. We're a Republican Party. And the idea of the Republican Party is that you have a system, a set of rules by which you operate in selecting these delegates and the delegates who select the candidates. And the idea is not to have direct election, but to elect people who then act on your behalf, not to necessarily pick the most popular candidate, but to pick the candidate who represents the party the best and who has the best chance of getting elected. It's much more of a collaborative process than it is a straight democratic process, where you have people who have been working on this, essentially, at the ground level, working on campaigns, who've been, familiarizing themselves with the candidates. They're the ones who ultimately go out and make a more informed decision than you would get from just a mass of voters. The way voting works in America, in many states, like here in Texas where I live, anyone can vote in the Republican primary. So, you see Democrats crossing over. You see a lot of independents voting. A lot of people who don't have much political knowledge voting in the primary. And what grassroots Republicans are concerned about is that they don't really want people who aren't familiar with the candidates, familiar with the party and its interests, voting in those primaries and determining who the candidates are going to be. And that's what this new system they're going to try to implement, which ties the selection of candidates directly to the popular vote, would tend to do. It would take away the differentiation between our party and just holding a large general election nationwide. And a lot of people don't want to see that unique character of what sets the Republican Party apart from other parties taken away from us.
Dave, do you believe that this proposed rule shows that the establishment feels threatened by the Tea Party, organizations like yours and so forth?
That's the assumption that most people are making, and I guess it's right. It's a very weak response. As things stood going into this convention, the Tea Party and the Ron Paul supporters and the other factions within the Republican Party were not strong enough to mount a really serious challenge to Mitt Romney as a candidate. A smart political manager would have gone into the situation and said, let them nominate whoever they want. They're not going to win on the floor. Let, you know, Ron Paul have a speech if he qualifies for it. Indulge them, and then that will encourage them to come together and support Romney in the end. But what they've done by doing it the way they've done it, where they're trying to shut everybody out of the process, is to alienate those people who they might have been able to win over by being more accepting of their diversity.
Dave, last question before we let you go. What's your expectation for the vote on this? Which way is it going to go?
Well, it's really hard to tell. It's going to be voted on tomorrow afternoon around 2 or 3 o'clock. And many states have come over. I keep hearing from people more states coming over and opposing the report from the establishment. And I think that there's a pretty good chance that tomorrow on the floor it will be the minority report will win, and we will ultimately vote down the changes that were proposed. And I hope that's what happens. That'll be good for the party, I think, in the long run. The rules we have right now have worked for years. There's no reason not to stick with them. And some of these states, like Iowa, for example, have a lot invested in the system that they've already established, like the caucuses and the position they have in the electoral process. They really don't want to give that up, which is what would happen with this new system.
Well, we'll certainly be watching that among many other things in Tampa this week. Dave, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.